Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where, Alec, I'm really disappointed I didn't get to use my baseball nuggets tease, where it was, does the Pope pitch in the woods? And I just really thought that that was fun, and so I needed you to know that that exists. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Did I ever tell you the Pope grew up about two suburbs north of where I did?
I did not know it was that close, but I was curious about the connection because he's a White Sox fan. Obviously, I know your affinity for the White Sox. How cool would it be if he threw out the first pitch in a White Sox game?
I think that'd be really cool, and I could wear my Pope shirt with the White Sox logo on it now. He's wearing number 14, by the way.
I love it. By the way, a non-related bit of football Cowboys. Let's try that again. A not related to the Cowboys bit of football news. There we go. Ian Rappaport is rapporting that Joe Mixon is going to be out for the rest of the year. Now, for the Cowboys, something I just saw, and I think this is super cool every single year. Mick is the My Cause, My Cleats. And I saw that Solomon Thomas is going to be dedicating his to mental health and ending youth suicide. And so I just wanted to get maybe your thoughts on the program in general, because I know it's the No Fun League, but this was an idea that I think is freaking genius that they've done for a while now.
No, it is. And you know what? The guys are all over it, right? They just love this idea, and some of them go to great extent to figure out how they want to design their cleats. It ends up a big deal in the locker room. So yeah, it brings great awareness for sure to the cause.
And I know Solomon Thomas has been a big mental health advocate for some time, just like Dak Prescott. It's just Solomon Thomas hasn't been on this team, even though obviously that is a local kid as well. Speaking of Dak Prescott, not saying we need to expect the worst, but did you get a little bit nervous when Shoddy was talking yesterday? He's like, he's a little banged up from the game.
Yeah, I think you would have to tie him down in a bed to keep him from playing in this game, don't you think?
Yes. Probably so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I thought you were going to point out the Eagles' defensive statistics against the pass, and it's like, oh, Dak's in trouble, right?
I mean, and so speaking of that, one of the things we talked about to kick off the show is how effective they've been at batting passes down, which sometimes I feel like doesn't get like the proper attention that it should.
Well, not only that, but the stat that got my attention was they've only given up 9 passing touchdowns in 10 games.
Really?
Now, I don't know if that's an indication of who they played, but they've played some good opponents, right?
Sure.
And beaten them. And only, it's in their notes, a league low 3 red zone touchdown passes, tied with Denver. And they're the only team, let's see, what does it say? The only team that has not allowed a passing touchdown on 3rd or 4th down this season.
So if you want to boil down the reasons why the Eagles have been so good, part of it is the stat that you just said. On the money downs and in the red zone, they have been phenomenal this year because you talked about how good they have been at stopping touchdown passes. Their offense, while struggling in general, has been phenomenally efficient in the red zone. They have been great on 3rd and 4th downs. Like, boil it all down to that, it feels like.
Well, and this will be a big challenge. And I'm guessing this statistic has a lot to do with their pressure that they can put on opposing quarterbacks up front. But they're first in the league when it comes to opponent completion percentage. And you know Dak's really good at completion percentage.
Right.
Well, they're only giving up 56.6% completions in the passing game so far this year. So, yeah, the Cowboys, so to go back to where you started, this Cowboy offensive line that did play better against the Raiders, and we're about to find out if it was because of the Raiders or that they finally got enough guys on the line of scrimmage playing together for a couple games now. Because if that's all the completion percentage they're giving up, that means their defensive front is doing a heck of a job against opposing quarterbacks getting pressure on them.
You know, Mickey, one of the things I do love when they put out the sounds from the sideline, and one of the things I saw a couple different times, and Kevin, we talked a little bit about it with DeMar Van Overshown, seems like Quinn and Williams stepped in there and just started communicating immediately. How much do you like hearing that he's letting these guys know to trust him so quickly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And know what? If anybody just read a portion of his bio, you're going to say, oh, I'm listening to this guy. He's been to the Pro Bowl the last 3 years.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think that carries a lot of weight in the locker room. And the guys know who he is. I guarantee you they do. So, yeah, and I'm sure he's got some confidence, and that's good. And, you know, I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We saw a difference of how they were applying pressure on opposing quarterbacks, or at least for Geno Smith in the first game. Now, we'll see what happens in this game, knowing that it's not all about getting pressure on Jalen Hurts, but it's making sure you keep him in the pocket and don't let him take off and start running. I thought it was also interesting yesterday. Quinnen got asked if he ever had to face the tush push And he says, no, I don't believe I have. And he said the only team we played that the quarterback ran quarterback sneaks was Josh Allen. And he goes, Josh Allen doesn't need any help to get his first down.
So
he said, I'm sure we'll have a good plan. But, you know, I was thinking about it. So go ahead, and you put his 303 pounds, 6'3", in the middle next to Kenny Clark, who I think comes in at 314. They put him on the roster, but if he's in the game, Perrion Winfrey is 290. And then you can throw in Jay Toya at 340, and it's kind of a formidable big front that the Eagles' offensive line is going to have to move. And you know it's coming up, right?
I've never
seen a team in more 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1s or, you know, 4th and 3rd and goal at the one than any other team in the league.
I still like the strategy that one team used of having a player just lay down right in front of the football. I don't think that's
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was kind of effective. You were talking about, you know, the completion percentage against the Eagles. One of the people I wanted to zero in on then is Quinyon Mitchell, because man, oh man, day by day, week by week, it looks like that guy is becoming a freaking star.
Yeah, no, you're right. So, again, in those circumstances, you always wonder how they're going to play him. Are they going to put him on your best guy?
Right.
Well, who's
remove
the best
him.
Guy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got Adoree Jackson going to cover the other guy in man? I don't think so. You know, they sort of tried to do that the first time, and it almost caught them. So, I'll be interested to see just exactly what they do. And I was trying to remember what it was. I see it. Dak's completing right at 70% of his passes.
Wow.
That is nice.
So, something got to give.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you go back and watch that first game this year. He had a really good understanding, really good concept, because Fangio puts out a tremendous defense, but Dak seemed very in tune with what was, you know, the timing on what needed to, when throws needed to be happen. You know, it felt very comfortable in the pocket back there. Would Mitchell then be the person that you want Dak to try and get ejected before the game this time?
Yeah, see, get him to do some sitting.
Yeah.
I suppose so, yes.
That's the one.
I suppose, you know, so.
Go out there for the coin toss and see if you can get somebody irritated, right?
Yes, that is actually, Corey's been farming out or looking for ideas for that exact thing. Now, something that has gone from potentially a strength to a weakness in this game is their offensive line. Already no Lane Johnson. Cam Jurgens is in concussion protocol. Like, obviously the Cowboys have been through this whole up and down roller coaster already this year, but that feels like the potential for a huge change for the Eagles.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you saw what happened last week, right?
Yep.
Remember we pointed out that the Raiders were starting to backup guards.
Yep.
And I think the Cowboys certainly took advantage of that. So, we'll find out a little bit more about Williams' effect in the middle of this defensive line and their ability to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But again, Philadelphia is different, right? Because you got to make sure that Hurts doesn't start hurting you, if I can say that. And if I remember the first game, I think I want to say that he had more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You know what? I got it right here. Yeah, 2 yards more, 62 to 60.
I think 2 yards is how many Ashton Gentry had,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not. I'm sorry.
Well, as long as... Oh, and by the way, it's a good thing the Cowboys aren't playing the Giants or the Jets on Sunday.
Why is that?
With the East Coast officiating bias over these last 2 days, I was just glad they're not playing a team like the Islanders
or
the Knicks, okay?
That's a good point. we would have scored the game-tying touchdown pass. It would have been called an offensive hold. I see what you're saying there, for sure. Is it remarkable how almost exactly same those two games were?
I think I shouted last night, I cannot believe it.
Yes.
And I was there for the Stars game, right?
Yeah,
and
oh,
it
man.
It was like the whole place is going crazy, right? And I looked up at the scoreboard, and the clock had run out. Well, there was a tenth of a second left, right? And then when I saw the guy putting the headset on, I'm going, this is not going to turn out well.
Stupid Toronto overturning that call.
Well, they should have called the guy cross-checking Robinson from the back in the first place.
Yeah, give me
That's
a penalty
why he
shot.
He ended up where he went. He got cross-checked.
I'm with you.
Sorry, I'm out of my
way. No. No disagreements.
You are dead on. You're preaching to everybody right now, Mick.
Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch you again tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.